Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Miller.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. Try to keep this one brief today, but let's try to get this one up to 600 likes. Smash that like button, Larson. What's in the news? Oh, there's top news story. You look like a badass. You look like
what you're about to say first is probably
look like
I believe it's your true feeling, so just go ahead and say it.
You look like a motorcycle guy.
Mm-mm. No, I look like someone who lost a bet. That's what I look like.
All right, anyways.
What's
in the news?
This thing's kind of annoying, and apparently Vince is annoyed by something, too. On a recent Wrestling Observer Radio, Meltzer talked about Vince's feelings about the COVID-19 pandemic, and we find out that he's, annoyed.
Why are they doing this?
And he also mentioned that WWE has apparently yet to institute any kind of COVID testing at the Performance Center. This is what Meltzer has to say, transcripts from Cultaholic. Quote, WWE has still yet to do, as far as I know, one test so far. As it was explained to me, Vince McMahon is not receptive to the outside world. He finds what's going on in the outside world to be an annoyance because it's getting in the way of his vision. He's got a vision, and all these people are freaking getting in the way of what he wants to do by not letting him run whatever.
I might have to listen to this particular episode because the Meltzer saying freaking is probably pretty hilarious because it sounds like he's kind of just trolling McMahon. But this is not shocking at all. At all. The man doesn't believe in illness, and all these people are claiming that this illness is a real thing. He doesn't believe it. He's one of these billionaire guys who thinks that the world should revolve around him. Why are they taking away his precious wrestling?
I mean, he probably thinks that illness is an inconvenience, and that's why he doesn't
believe. We always have this conversation.
I don't think he doesn't believe in germs.
He doesn't believe in germs either, but I do think that he believes that it's a matter of mind over matter. I think he
totally
thinks, oh, people
being
should
sick
just
is an inconvenience. If you just power through it, it's not an issue.
Right.
The UFC, they ran a show, tested people. AEW, latest round, testing everybody.
Here's the thing, though. This is the thing that's kind of that's. You know, it can't be so annoying that he's not willing to poke fun at himself a little bit over it. I mean, in the Money in the Bank match, you know, it showed him doing his hand sanitizer. I mean, what's surprising to me, I brought this up on the AEW recap. They, now that wrestling is considered an essential service in Florida, that should theoretically open up the WWE to bringing in as many people that work there and populating the performance center with fans, even if it's just like a ton of writers and producers. I mean, they've got it. They fired like over 100 employees, I think, on Black Wednesday, what they call it. I mean, it wasn't just wrestlers. It was a ton of actual like people that we've never seen or heard before. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could take all the people they furloughed, the people they laid off, bring them back in if they want. I mean, they have a lot of money. If they want fans, if they want the appearance that there's people there, AEW's done that. I mean, there's a ton of people at the Dynamite show that we watched the other day.
Yeah, that's two of them, yeah.
But, you know, obviously if you're going to do that, you want to test them. Just say, okay, cool. Let's get a bunch of tests. I know they've got pull. They can get the tests.
Like, I mean, even just for the talents that are there, regardless if they bring in any crowd, for the health and safety of the production crew, the staff on hand that needs to be there and is there on a regular basis, the talent, hell, for Vince himself, I know he doesn't believe that that sick being sick is anything to worry about, but if you know he's up there in years, if this thing comes along and crosses his path and he gets it, you know, it could be bad for old Vince McMahon.
Oh, there's no way he would be able to be convinced of that. And there's no way that he would be convinced that, you know, it'll make his talent feel better or it's better for his talent. I'm just saying if it's from the perspective of, hey, let's make you want fans. We know they want fans. They're trying to line up a venue for SummerSlam with fans there. You can have the perception of fans if you just bring in a bunch of your employees and populate your thing. Well, but to do that, you need to test them.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying, just take that out of the equation. Just for the people who are there.
You would think they would. You would think they would.
It would make all the sense in the world.
Vince's philosophy seems to be, you know, mind over matter when it comes to illness. I could see why he's not. It's asinine, but it's Vince McMahon.
Yeah. No, I know. It's, you know, as I mentioned on the NXT recap, I think it's like, you know, we hear reports that he harbors no ill will towards Becky or Seth for Becky's pregnancy. In fact, he was happy for him, which is a normal human response when someone is starting a family. You're happy for him. But we're not used to Vince McMahon having normal human responses to things. And yeah. So, you know, we heard about the Becky situation. We're like, okay, maybe Vince, he's turning over a new leaf. Apparently he's in some sort of different mood these days. And then you hear stuff like this, where he's not getting anybody tested prior to entering the Performance Center before any shoots. He sees this huge worldwide calamity as an annoyance for his business. He's like, probably is just the same old Vince McMahon.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. He's old, he don't get it. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, when you get older, the thing is, no matter what, when you get older, you do get weirder. My parents are getting weirder, you know, like I see it all the time. It doesn't mean they're bad. Doesn't mean they get like bad or anything, but I think they get more stuck in their ways. Like even when my dad at the beginning of this, he was like, oh, I'm not worried at all. They're stuck in South America. And he's like, I'm not worried about this. I'm going to hop on a plane. I'm like, Dad, they're taking it very seriously here. You need to do this. I am taking it seriously. Well, it didn't sound like it.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's next?
Yeah. And anyway, speaking of Vince's vision, which he holds so dear, WrestleVotes reported today that WWE had something huge, planned for the summer, but it had to be scrapped because of that annoying pandemic. This is what WrestleVotes tweeted. Steve, you want to read this?
Yeah, they say, for what it's worth, I've been told there was a long, major storyline that was to unfold over the span of weeks during the spring and summer. The weeks or months? Because once you get to 5 weeks, you're past a month. Anyways, similar to the McMahon limo explosion or the Nexus invasion debut that was put on hold due to no fans in attendance. Crowd reaction plays a major part, so maybe we're potentially talking about debuts, invasions, cross-brand storytelling, shots
Cena
fired.
Heel turn.
My dog is back there licking her asshole right now, everybody.
You.
Yeah, heel turns, face turns, tweeners. What's going on? Is slow?
What I find most shocking about this is that they had a long major storyline planned that was going to take weeks.
They had 3 whole weeks planned in advance.
But here's
now
the thing.
It's been ruined.
Here's the thing. If it's 6 to 7 weeks, what's to say? What's easier to say and what makes more sense to say? A month and a half or 6 or 7 weeks? Because you said, you know, if you get past 4 weeks and you're talking months. But we get in this area between months. I kind of feel like 6 weeks is easier, and I get a better sense of exactly how long that is in a month and a half. A month and a half feels like an estimation.
Would you consider a 6-week storyline a long-term storyline that could go from the spring to the summer? I mean, yeah,
no.
It could be on the border between the spring and summer. It could be the week of
if it starts June 19th, right. Which yeah. is about the second to last day of spring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And goes 6 weeks from there, then yeah, it does span two seasons per se. No, just you were saying earlier about how if you get past 4 weeks and you should be talking in months, not weeks. But I'm like, if it's like a month and a half,
yeah, I sure. Kind of yeah, you could extend like up to 7 weeks. I'd probably call 7 weeks 2 months. I'd call 6 weeks weeks, like long weeks. Sure. You don't want to say a month and a half. What could the storyline be, though, dude? Throw something out there. I'm thinking maybe it was a more expansive version of Zelina Vega's stable.
I'm thinking it was something to do with the SmackDown hacker.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good one. Because I mean the SmackDown hacker stuff in those videos, like there's all sorts of storylines, like literally every story line on SmackDown is playing out on the TVs there.
And maybe they had a more expansive thing, a more expansive idea of what this is going to be. But then, you know, they had a payoff in mind that was going to be huge. They'll get a huge crowd reaction, huge. And then there's no fans, no reaction to be had. So push it.
Yeah.
Not going to worry about it anymore.
Smart.
Maybe that's why Vince is just like eager to get crowds back, because he really wants to do the story because he thinks it's so great. His vision is so great. This is his masterpiece, his magnum opus, the greatest storyline. Forget the mega powers, you know, forget Austin versus Mr. McMahon. This is the thing they're going to remember him by. It's true and right and dramatic. And
it's his The Irishman.
Real. Yeah, sure. Real world events comes and interrupts him, and he's so annoyed
because to him a 3 hour long feature film is like the equivalent to 7 weeks of storytelling.
Probably.
Oh man. Anyways, let us know what you guys think this epic storyline is that we sadly will have to wait for another year.
Apparently missing out on.
Yeah. Anyway,
this could just make like the most riveting wrestling programming in years. Could have been on our like right in front of us.
Here 5 million viewers. 5 million viewers.
And that's the floor, man.
Let us know what you guys think it is in the comments below. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.